Two new French films have come to the U.S. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
The Argentine writer Borges once said that art is a mix of algebra and fire. Of course, sometimes there's more fire and sometimes more algebra, which is one way of describing the difference between two new French movies about love, one by an enfant terrible, the other an old master. Few films burn more wantonly than Léos Carax's The Lovers on the Bridge, which, for financial reasons, has taken 8 years to reach the States. In that time, this visionary portrait of l'amour fou has come to be recognized as one of the decade's most thrilling films. The movie stars the pre-Oscar Juliette Binoche as Michelle, a young artist with a degenerative eye disease who's estranged from her middle-class home. She gets caught up in an obsessive passion with Alex, a young tramp played by Denis Levant, whose skills include fire-breathing and theft. They live together on the Pont Neuf, the oldest bridge in Paris, which has been closed for repairs. This landmark unites the two banks of the river, and Carax uses it as a metaphor for the brutal modern city, whose famed lights twinkle opulently around those forced to sleep on the street, and as a magical domain where unhoped-for dreams can come true. This is a movie that feels like a dream. There may be no more magical scene in contemporary movies than Carax's evocation of the 1989 bicentennial celebration, when Alex and Michelle dance on the bridge while fireworks bloom in the darkness around them, and Michelle risks her life water skiing on the Seine. Carax made The Lovers on the Bridge in his late 20s, and it's bursting with a young man's excesses. It cost $28 million, back when the average French film cost 1/40th of that. I won't deny that Carax's flamboyant male fantasies can become too much. There are moments when I wanted to smack some sense into him. But his extravagance is forgivable in a movie that's all about the too-muchness of living in the moment. Reckless love, irredeemable loss, harrowing public cruelty, and beauty so fierce that it tears at your heart. From its late-night tour of the Louvre to Alex and Michelle's final plunge into the river, this is movie-making at its most staggeringly romantic. After such a starburst of youthful passion, there's something soothing about Autumn Tale, made by Eric Rohmer, who's famous for films like My Night at Maud's and Pauline at the Beach. Rohmer has spent his career charting the charms and delusions of love. And now, at age 79, he looks at the subject with the cool wisdom of a sage. In Autumn Tale, he sets aside his usual preoccupations with young people to explore the romantic yearnings of middle age. Beatrice Roman plays Magali, a feisty 45-year-old wine grower who's been without a man since her husband's death. She becomes the target of a double machination. Her best friend, played by Marie Riviere, schemes to set her up with an amiable businessman. Meanwhile, her son's girlfriend plans to pair her off with a professor who has one distinct flaw. He's into young women. Magali wanders through the labyrinth of these intrigues in search of an autumnal love. Rohmer has an aristocratic fondness for delicacy, and if he lived forever, he'd never make a movie with all the Sturm und Drang of The Lovers on the Bridge. Autumn Tale has been constructed as neatly as a mathematical proof, but it doesn't feel pinched like some of his work. The story is suffused with a new warmth and tenderness, as if Rohmer, that great anatomist of human self-deception, can't stop himself from rooting for his characters to find happiness before it's too late. This is a film alive with sophisticated pleasures. Sly dialogue, exquisite lighting, enthralling actresses, and the glorious Rhone Valley. And it's bracingly affirmative. Rohmer doesn't see true love as a flame that must consume us, but as an unexpected visitor who can arrive at any time in our lives if we're willing to hear the knock.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue and Fresh Air.